Welcome to another episode on Yinka's Muse. My name is Yinka and I'm your host. So I haven't been on the podcast in a while. There's been a lot going on for me here at my end. I'm currently writing my thesis. So at some point, I might be reaching out to you guys, you know, to just help me in filling out some data. I'm basically working on Gen Z and I'm looking at how they interact with leadership in the workspace. Yes, that is what I'm doing. Okay, so today I'm talking about how do you cope with repeated setbacks and how do you move forward? Like, how do you cope with multiple cycles of failure and rejection? Come on. Have you ever thought about it? Because for me, it's something that I've been thinking about lately. You know, as I round up my master's thesis program, as I'm working on my thesis and, you know, this program is drawing to a close, I'm thinking, I'm reflecting, how have I handled multiple cycles of failure and rejection in the course of this program? I'm in a new country, you know, it's going like 2 years right now, it's only 2 years, and I've faced a couple of rejection. I've had like dealt with different areas of failures, like even just right here in Sweden. And so I've been thinking, how do we handle dealing with multiple cycles of failure and rejection? I mean, it's so easy, yeah, to feel discouraged when we experience failure or rejection, especially when it happens repeatedly, you know. And I think that's where, you know, the key thing is, at first when it happens, we're like, okay, it has happened. Well, how do I deal with this? Or sometimes you might not even look at it critically on how do you deal with, you know, the situation that has occurred. You just let it go. But then when it begins to repeat itself, not like the same situation, but when you begin to have different situations in your life or in our lives, but in these different situations, you keep on having failures, or you're being rejected, how do we handle that? And before I talk about it on the podcast, that was something I needed to critically think about and reason on, because so my master's program, yeah, it's a 2-year program, and this second year has been very difficult. I was talking to my roommate about it some days back, and I'm like, this second year of my master thesis program stressed the hell out of me. As in, tops up, like, to everyone doing a master thesis or doing a master's program, I'm doffing my hat to everyone going further to do a PhD or a doctorate. And you don't even have to do a master's or a doctorate. As long as you're in school and you're just pushing through and getting that knowledge, I'm doffing my hat off to you guys. Because this second year of my master's program has been very, very challenging for me. You know, I've had to deal with, I wouldn't say failures, but like, you know, submitting assignments and you feel like you've put your all, and then you get feedback that are so negative. And then even after you finish doing this feedback, like you get the feedback, you implement the feedback, then you submit it, and then they still have new feedbacks. It's crazy. Like, I recently submitted an assignment, and in the original assignment, they said we should write a leadership philosophy essay. I won't really call it essay, but like an article for 1,200 words. And so when I wrote this essay and I submitted, this lecturer in charge of this course had a lot of things to say about it. And he said, oh, you didn't write up to the number of reference, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, so I should do that and do that if I want to get a grade. So I did that and I submitted. But of course, I thought that, okay, since the original instructions were just like 1,200, I felt he just wanted me to fix the things he highlighted in this assignment and just submit it back. And I did that. And then when I would hear back from this lecturer, the only thing I got was, oh, I did not write up to the required number of words. So apparently, the number of words had been increased from 1,002 to between 1,005 to 1,700. And I can't just explain it with words how frustrated I was. Like, at this point in time, I genuinely just want to finish this master's program and, you know, let it be a thing of the past. But this incident just made me start thinking, like, how do we deal with multiple cycles of failure and rejection in every area of our lives, whether you're a student or you're working? Another thing that, you know, made this particular incident climax was that, you know, I've been in Sweden now for like over a year, and it's been very difficult to get a professional job. I know that I have a wealth of experience, not just because I'm saying it, but because I have done the work back home in Nigeria. I've had the opportunity to work with different brands, you know, and create content and digital marketing and communications and all of that. But here, it's just been very difficult, and I always try my best not to sound very negative. And I cannot count the number of rejection letters I've gotten. Like, the numbers of I've been applying for jobs since when I got here in October 2021. And the amount of rejection letters I've got, I think is over 100. So all of this feeling was just so overwhelming. And I just got to a point, because I got to a point where it started making me to feel like these failures that I've been experiencing, right? And this rejection that I've been experiencing, right? It felt like I was to blame. How do I explain it? It felt like it defined me, you know. And I remember when I was just going through the feedback, I was so overwhelmed. And I just started crying, you know, because I was just like, oh God, what is this again? I'm tired of rewriting and redoing this assignment all over and over again. And then my roommate was like, you know what? This does not define you. Your grades are not who you are, irrespective of what this lecturer is saying. You know, she was just trying to encourage me. This man does not have sense, Joe. He's very stupid. You know, and I even at some point, because of all of the ways I've been feeling, I started feeling like, okay, maybe I'm being targeted in my class. Like, okay, maybe because I'm the only black student and I'm being targeted. You know, it began to feel that way, you know, because when I just think about all of the lecturers I have had, I'm like, have these people ever taught? I don't know. I just started bringing race into everything. Like, okay, maybe I've been targeted because I'm a black student. Apparently, I'm the only black student in the class. But I understand that, you know, these are the kind of issues that come up when one begins to deal with multiple cycles of failure and rejection. And so the question that came to my mind was, how do we handle it? You know, how do we cope with this? And in coping with this, how do we move forward? So I think the very first thing is to know that acknowledge the emotions that we feel. You know, like I said, you know, when I was going through all of these cycles of all of these things, I don't have a job yet, like a professional job, and school is still tough. I'm still writing my thesis. I genuinely have PTSD from all of the experiences I've had from these assignment rewrites. I genuinely have PTSD. Like, every time I submit an assignment and I get a notification that, okay, the result is that I genuinely start to have PTSD. Like, I begin to have anxiety issues, like, oh my God, I really don't think I should write it again. You know, there's a way it has affected me mentally, and it's not in a good way. So first of all, acknowledge your emotions, you know. Don't run away from it. It's natural to feel sad and angry and frustrated and even hopeless. It is. I feel like when we go through tough times, we should go through the emotions that are happening. Of course, we shouldn't wallow in it. Of course, we shouldn't like stay in it forever, but go through those emotions. Don't try to push those emotions away or pretend that they don't exist, because the truth is, these emotions, they have a way of coming back to bite us in the ass. I hope when you listen to this, just it makes you reflect on maybe certain situations where you've tried to like push the emotions away. And I think The next thing that is important is to reframe your mindset. You know, I said something earlier, like when I was going through all of this and I was sad, and it just got to a point where I started feeling overwhelmed and I just started crying. And my roommate was like, okay, see, these lecturers, they don't know what they are doing, they don't have sense. You know, she's just trying to encourage me and all. And she was saying things like, this grade does not define you. Don't let it affect your mental health. Don't let it affect, you know, the way you think. And she was trying to, you know, reshape and reframe my mindset. You know, so instead of seeing failure and rejection as a reflection of your worth or abilities, because that was what was beginning to happen to me, I was beginning to think that, okay, maybe I'm not as smart as I thought I was, or as people say I was. Okay, maybe I'm not as creative, or maybe I'm not as this, or maybe I'm not as that. I begin to doubt myself. I begin to doubt my abilities. I begin to doubt every of these things. And you know, it's still like I'm still like on a journey of a work in progress, you know, in going through all of these emotions and in going through this current phase of my life. But after acknowledging the emotions that we feel, I think it's very, very important to know that all of these things that are happening do not reflect on our worth, does not dictate who we are, does not dictate our abilities, does not make us, does not define us. Yes. And probably, yeah, we should look at them from a different lens. Like, what can I learn from this situation? And it's also a question for me, like, Oluwa Yemeka, what can you learn from this? You know, can you look at this situation? Even though you feel you are being targeted by these lecturers because you are black, even though you feel like you feel a certain way, but can you still look at this situation? Can you still look at it from a lens on how you can grow and be a better person, you know, on how this could be a stepping stone for you to improve on your skills or on your approach, you know? And maybe ask yourself this another question, that what opportunities might this rejection or failure be leading me towards, you know? But of course, we all know that sometimes it could get very difficult. Like, it's all talk. When you are in the nitty-gritty of it, when you're facing it, you know, you might not remember all of these things. And that's what I'm just saying. Like, it's just best, you know, to just keep it at the back of our minds. Yeah, it's also important to keep moving forward. I think for me, that's something that I usually try to do. When I go through tough situations and I feel down and I feel alone, you know, after all is said and done, even in my pain, I just try to, okay, I can't be here forever. I can't remain on this spot. No matter how I feel, no matter how the situation makes me feel, or no matter what my mind is trying to tell me, like, okay, this situation defines me. No matter what it is saying, I always try to keep moving forward. Do not let the fear of failure, rejection, hold you back from pursuing your goals and your dreams. There was a Cinderella story I saw a very, very long time ago. It had child Michael Murray, I think, if I'm not, like, you know, killing his name and stuff. But there was a quote that stood out for me that says that do not let the fear of failure keep you from trying. And that's something I would like to always move forward with. You know, don't let the fear of failure or rejection hold you back from pursuing your goals. Like, irrespective of whether you feel like, oh, these people are targeting me because I'm black, because I'm from this particular race, because I'm from the minority, whatever negative feeling that you feel going through these motions, don't let the fear of failure or rejection hold you back from going after your dreams. Don't let the fear of gatekeepers, negative gatekeepers who do not want you to move forward or make progress, you know, don't let the fear of negative stereotyping keep you from pursuing your dreams. And that's just, you know, something I also, you know, need to also keep in mind, you know, like, coming from a background like Nigeria and all of that, and sometimes our culture, our experiences, you know, also has a way of holding us back from pursuing our goals. You know, I usually say something that when it comes to love, you know, like, sometimes love is like a free fall. You know that, okay, this person might hurt me, this thing might turn bad, it might not work out, but either way, you go into it trusting that I'm just going to free fall and hope that this person catches me, and the other person is also saying, I'm also going to free fall and hope this person catches me. And that's how I want us to look at our dreams and our goals. You know, that we shouldn't let the fear of trying keep us, hold us back from pursuing our dreams and our goals. Setbacks can be very discouraging. Having multiple failures, whether it's multiple or single failure, whatever word, they can be very, very discouraging. But it's very important not to give up. Instead, focus on what you can control and take action towards those goals, even if it's just one step at a time. That's also something that I do. I found out that when I think about all of these situations, like I take the fact that, okay, I'm having to rewrite a lot of assignments, or I take the fact that, oh, getting a job, the kind of job that I want with my career and all of that, based on the fact that I have experience in this field, you know, it's been very, very difficult because I'm in a country like Sweden, and number one, like, there's a language barrier and all of that, and how difficult it can get. Like, I thought about it on the podcast before. If you talk to any Swedish person or any person who has acclimatized to the Swedish culture, I'm talking about immigrants, they will tell you that if you want to get a job, you have to know someone. So now, if I don't know anybody, of course, right? So when I think about all of these problems at a stretch, it can get very, very overwhelming. Like, who do I want? Who do I know now that can introduce me? I wish somebody would just introduce me. I wish somebody would just, because I'm applying for jobs, and I wish somebody would just take a chance on me. Because at the end of the day, we're all looking for, we're all hoping and just trusting that somebody will take a chance on us. And, you know, I keep thinking, oh, I just wish somebody would take a chance on me. As I'm applying for this job, sending emails to people on LinkedIn, reaching out, what is at the back of my mind is, I'm really hoping you will take a chance on me. I'm really hoping that you just give me, you know, an entrance, open the door for me, you know. But if I think about all of that, like, okay, nobody's doing that, this is not working, I can just get so overwhelmed. So it's very, very important to take it one step at a time. And finally, if there's anything you take from this episode and the podcast, remember to always stay resilient. Don't give up. Just stay there. If you watch Korean dramas a lot, they'll say something called fighting. Like, just hold on, no matter how difficult it gets. And that, I cannot tell you the number of times I've thought about giving up. You know, I talk about it like, oh God, I wish I have the luxury of just giving up and throwing in the towel. And that just goes to show how, you know, depressed this academic journey has been for me. But at the end of the line, at the end of everything, I just keep pushing myself, not giving up. So it's very, very important to cultivate resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and keep going, even when things are tough. Resilience does not mean that you've solved the issue. Resilience does not mean that you've solved the problem. Resilience just means that irrespective of what is happening, I'm just going to keep moving till I achieve my goal. I'm going to keep moving till I've done what I want to do. You know, just keep moving. And I feel like one of the things that have helped me so far in these challenging times, which can probably help you if you're listening, build a support system. Have a support system. Somebody that you can talk to, can encourage you, can give you the hype when you're down, just like my roommate was trying to, like, hype me, pump me up, like, oh, don't give up, I know your worth, I know what you're good at, you know, don't let this thing get to you, and all of that. Because these are some of the things that some students think about and just commit suicide. It overwhelms them so much. The pressure from the academics just overwhelms them so much, and it's like, you know what, I'm just gonna give up. I'm just like, build a support system of friends, family, or colleagues who can offer encouragement and advice. Practice self-care activities like exercise, meditation, or hobbies that bring you joy. I enjoy watching movies, they bring me so much joy, or comedies. Today I went for a very, very long walk and it was so refreshing, just walking in nature. So just find something, you know, that brings you so much joy and focus your energy on it. You know, do not give room for negative sets. self-talk. Like, I don't even permit any form of negativity around me. So when I'm having negative thoughts, my environment cannot even feed into that because everything around me is positive. So I just try to tell myself that nope, we cannot entertain this here. And then set realistic goals. I try to do that too. I try to do my assignments, and as much as I can, I hope for the best. Sometimes I even give it to other people. Okay, I've done this. Can you help me proofread? Can you read through? Can you please make sure I'm crossing my T's, I'm dotting my I's, you know, just going the extra mile, but make sure they are like realistic. And don't forget to celebrate every progress. You know, as you go forward, your little wins, don't forget to celebrate it. Okay, guys, we've come to the end of this episode on Yinka's Meals. The topic on this episode was dealing with multiple cycles of failure and rejection. I want you to remember that setbacks are a natural part of life. It comes with us living and existing on this earth. And if there's anything I want us to take from this podcast, just like my roommate shared with me, is that these situations, these happenings, do not define us. They do not say this is who we are. And so we should have the right mindset and just keep moving forward. We should be resilient and push through. I wish you guys all the best. I'm great with us. You guys tuned in this week. See you next time. Bye, guys. Mwah. Cheers.